It's Tuesday, March 1st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has released a video explaining the genocide against Christians, which has been aided and abetted by the Nigerian government. Tragically, over 100,000 Christians have been killed. According to Jeff King, the president of International Christian Concern, the fault lies at the feet of the Muslim-controlled Nigerian government, run by President Muhammadu Buhari.
In Nigeria, the army and the intel agencies and the police are all controlled by Muslims, and that's just always the deal. No matter what administration is ruling in the presidency, that's always the case. The government is aiding and abetting. Right now, the president is a Fulani, and these attackers are all Fulani. They're Muslims. They come in, and these are people who own cattle. They're doing a mass displacement of Christians to take over their lands. And it's also just a genocide to wipe out Christians.
International Christian Concern encourages Christians to contact the Nigerian embassy in America and politely urge officials there to stop the genocide. You can email public complaints at Nigeria Embassy USA.org. That's public complaints at Nigeria Embassy USA.org, or call 202-800-7201, extension 100. That's 202-800-7201, extension 100. Gordon College, a Christian school in Wenham, Massachusetts, will be subjected to persecution for taking a stand against homosexuality and refusing to promote a teacher who advocated against school policies on homosexuality and extramarital sex, reports the Christian Post. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the teacher and against Gordon College in the case, indicating that pro-homosexual teachers will be covered under employment discrimination laws for now. Only conservative justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett included a qualifying statement in the case. Justices Neil Gorsuch and John Roberts took the anti-biblical position on the Bostock v. Clayton County decision related to homosexual employment in 2020. Proverbs 28, verse 4 says, "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them." Today marks day 5 for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As of yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin has put Russian nuclear armaments on, quote, full alert, end quote, further heightening international tensions, reports the U.S. Sun. For what may be the first time in history, Switzerland has abandoned its neutral position in European wars. The Swiss president, Ignazio Cassis, announced Monday that the nation would freeze Russian assets held in Swiss banks. In addition, the European Union president also announced the European states would be freezing assets held by Russia's national bank. And the United States did the same as of Monday morning. This comes following a collapse of the Russian economy beginning in 2013. Over the last 7 years, Russia's gross domestic product, the total monetary value of all their goods and services produced within the country's borders, dropped from $2.3 trillion to $1.48 trillion in 2020. And over the weekend, the Russian ruble has dropped 25% in value. Christian response to the war is varied. Albert Mohler called Putin, quote, the avowed enemy of Western civilization and the champion of lost Russian glory. Like Stalin, Putin is less an ideologue than an opportunist and a tyrant, end quote. Franklin Graham has asked for prayer for President Putin, saying that, quote, God would work in his heart, end quote. And Christian pastor and blogger Douglas Wilson also encouraged that believers, quote, pray that the Ukrainians defend their country stoutly, as they have certainly been doing so far, and that Putin fail in this jaunt utterly, completely, finally, and totally. Pray for our churches in Ukraine, that they would faithfully set forth the gospel of light to a world that operates in darkness. And pray that Ukrainian Christians would be given the grace to love their enemies. End quote. Psalm 46, verses 8 and 9 says, come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Former President Donald Trump won the Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll as the top pick for the 2024 Republican presidential election with 59% of the vote, reports Politico.com. The runner-up was Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis at 28%. Hundreds of U.S. truckers have formed the People's Convoy. This morning, they are working their way through Springfield, Missouri, on their way to Washington, D.C. The agenda, according to a press release, is, quote, to reopen the country, lifting all mandates and ending the state of emergency, end quote. In addition, the truckers organizing Freedom Convoy USA 2022 are anticipating 38,000 truckers and motorcyclists as they head to the National Mall tomorrow night, in time for President Biden's State of the Union address, reports Breitbart.com. And finally, the price of gas is on the rise. On Monday, crude oil prices topped $100 a barrel, reports MarketWatch.com. The average gas price per gallon nationwide is $3.61. And gold held at $1,902 an ounce, reports Kitco.com. That's up from $1,790 during the 1st of February. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.